Catholic bishops of the Archdiocese of Miami have called for a special prayer vigil on Tuesday, the 11th of December, in the lead-up to the announced execution of Manuel Pardo Jr., who admitted to having committed 9 murders in 1986. In a statement, the Catholic bishops of Florida have also reiterated their belief that the death penalty in Florida should be reviewed, as it has already in several states, in light of evolving standards of justice. I spoke to George Kane, Associate Professor of Criminal Justice at Western Connecticut State University, board member of the Connecticut Network to Abolish the Death Penalty, and a Ridgefield police commissioner who has worked in law enforcement for 29 years. Professor Kane explains why he believes that the death penalty is morally wrong and ultimately counterproductive.
Well, I think one of the biggest reasons, personal reasons for me, is it destroys the dignity of life that God has given all of us. We sometimes like to judge people on the worst things that they have done. And if we were to do that, as Gandhi had said, you know, an eye for an eye, which many people claim is justification for capital punishment, the entire world would be blind. There are certainly acts that people commit that might warrant a sentence of death, but it does not mean that their life isn't worth living. So for me personally, morally and ethically, that's a big reason. But there are many, many other reasons. Surviving family victim members are made to suffer because they're dragged through a system that promises to make them feel better and bring them closure. And the evidence is clear that it does exactly the opposite, that it brings them more pain. And as the hatred festers inside any one of us, by the time an execution is actually carried out, people are bitter and it destroys them inside and out. It is not a deterrent. No, and we know that to be true. In fact, I'm working on a paper right now because many states in the United States are saying, well, look at the incidence of police officer killings that we've seen an increase in the last couple of years. My initial analysis, and I'm working on a paper right now to examine that, shows that the majority of officer killings are happening in states that already have capital punishment, not in the states that don't. So how much of a deterrent could it possibly be? It just doesn't hold any water. The economics of it are terribly disturbing as well. When we look at the amount of money that we spend on a capital punishment system, millions and millions of dollars, that money could be better spent toward improving, really convicting those who are truly guilty and protecting those who are innocent. We have many people that have been exonerated off death row. 140 people in the United States since 1973 have been exonerated after having been found guilty of a capital crime and sentenced to death. If we shorten the amount of time, as many retentionists say that we should, if we shorten the amount of time from conviction to execution, there's no question that we're going to be executing more people and more of them are going to be innocent.
How important are the words of the Pope in your battle? How significant are they in this fight against such an abuse of the human right?
I think back to Pope John Paul II when he came to St. Louis, Missouri a number of years ago, and then the Evangelium Vitae, and I think of the power that he spoke, the words that he did. How could you not be moved by that? How could anyone with any faith in our Lord not have the conviction, the deep conviction of the dignity of human life and necessary for protection of life? From the moment of conception to natural death, it means a tremendous amount to me, and it really sustains me in this effort to move forward.
Do you think it sustains those men, women, and young people who are maybe inside death row today?
I think so. I have a good friend of mine is Dale Racinella, who probably you've know quite well, I'm sure you do, who ministers to individuals on death row, and the stories that he has to tell about how lives are changed and the importance of giving individuals the opportunity for redemption. That's critical. It doesn't happen overnight for many people. We know that forgiveness takes a long time to reach, forgiveness for ourselves and forgiveness for others. It takes time. And I'm not saying that people who murder should be let out of prison. I'm not saying that at all. What I'm saying is they need to be given an opportunity to make peace with themselves and with God for the things that they've done and to live a good moral life inside prison. I know many people that have done that themselves.
To make the rest of society so much more just, don't you think?
Absolutely, no question about it. I think the perspective that we take, it enhances the overall quality of justice. Absolutely.